I'm Catherine Mangue Ward for Reason TV, and I'm here with Reason Foundation polling director Emily Eakins, who's going to break down our second Reason Roop poll. Thanks for joining me, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the headline, which is we're 10 years after 9/11 and Americans have some opinions about that.
Well, we found that 80% of Americans believe that the security measures implemented after the 9/11 attacks have made us safer overall. But at the same time, that has come with some costs. So for example, 55% of Americans say that we have given up too much freedom and privacy in the name of security.
So one of the big questions post 9/11 is whether there'll be another attack. And the bureaucratic entity tasked with preventing that is the Department of Homeland Security. Do Americans think that we are well positioned 10 years out?
Well, interestingly, we only found that 15% of Americans are very confident that the Department of Homeland Security will prevent another terrorist attack from occurring on U.S. soil. But then 40% said that they were somewhat confident. But still, they're definitely unclear as to whether the Department of Homeland Security will be able to achieve its main goal.
The other frontline player in security is the Transportation Security Administration, which is an entity that everyone loves to hate. Let's talk about what people told you about their attitudes about the TSA.
The public's evenly divided about when it comes to whether the TSA will be able to stop a terrorist trying to board a U.S. Or a plane at a U.S. airport. But interestingly, if you look at Democrats versus Republicans, a majority of Democrats trust that the TSA would prevent a terrorist from boarding a plane. But conversely, a majority of Republicans don't agree.
The policy solution favored by many libertarians in response to some outcry against incursions on personal space and privacy by the TSA has been to privatize it. What did you find when you asked people about that solution?
Well, neither those who favored or opposed that kind of reform reached a majority. 47% opposed, 41% favored. But we did find that a majority of Democrats opposed privatizing the TSA, whereas a majority of Republicans favored such a reform.
10 years out, we're also still at war. The U.S. is a major presence in Afghanistan and Iraq, and at least initially, the justification for going into Afghanistan was that it would make Americans safer. What do Americans think about that attitude now?
Americans do not seem to be convinced that being in Afghanistan and staying in Afghanistan will make us safer. Only 19% said that they believed the U.S. staying in Afghanistan till 2014 at least would make us safer. But 65% thought it would really have no impact.
And what about in Iraq? Are people positive on that venture?
No, Americans are not happy about the war in Iraq, with 62% saying that it was not worth it for the U.S. to go in.
What is your final finding in this poll in which you asked about whether the U.S. government should mind its own business?
Well, essentially that is kind of the general sentiment that we learned from this poll, is that Americans generally are favoring a policy where the U.S. minds its own business. We asked when it comes to international military interventions, whether or not the U.S. uses it too much, the right amount, not enough. And overwhelmingly, 61% said the U.S. Uses military force in foreign conflicts too often.
Thank you very much, Emily. For Reason TV, I'm Catherine Mangue Ward.